Last night there was conflict between two communities in Kakuma-Fuji camp. And here I'm talking about Nuer and Dinka, because there was alleged rape of a 10-year-old girl and from one of the communities. And the response became a little bit not very, very good, because the two communities started fighting and there were around 8 people who were injured. There's an alleged one person, a youth, who was killed, and the police intervened. And so as we speak now, the situation is calm. But this happened in Kakuma 4. The situation in Kakuma 1, 2, and 3 have been taken care of.
Is this to do with a spillover of what is happening in South Sudan?
I won't say that. As I speak to you, because police are investigating, so I don't have the capacity to talk to, authoritatively about what happened. But then it's just because there was one person who was allegedly raped, and that caused conflict between the two communities. So I wouldn't say that it has anything to do with what's happening in Southern Sudan. Later on, as things develop, then we can find out what.
And what is the current number of South Sudanese refugees in Kenya?
Since mid-December, we have seen a flow of people coming in, more than 38,000 people who have come in from South Sudan into Kakuma refugee camp. Most of them have been accommodated, and we are negotiating with the government to give us more land so that we can be in a position to accommodate people in a dignified manner.
This kind of incident that happened on Sunday, is it common occurrence among the two communities? Because what happened in Juba really polarized the country in South Sudan into, you know, ethnic division. Is this a common occurrence in this refugee camp where two communities fight each other?
I won't talk about two communities. I'm talking about, you know, we are in a situation where there are so many communities, so many refugees from different nationalities in this country. And all that we keep telling them is that there's need for coexistence, for people to work together, people to obey the law of the land. So this is something that we consistently tell refugees. So I wouldn't say that this is something specific or peculiar about Southern Sudanese.
The situation in the camp is under control. The police is investigating. What are the community leaders doing from the two groups? What are the community leaders doing to resolve this situation?
All we do, all the time, we work very closely with the community leaders, because we believe that in a asylum situation like this, there's need for coexistence. And we work very closely with community leaders to make people know that they have to live together in a good manner, in a peaceful manner, and support each other, because it's not easy to be in asylum. In asylum, people need to work together. We're working very closely with community leaders now to try and, you know, make sure that everything goes back to normalcy.